Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. You have a good good New Year's?
Yes, sir. How about yourself?
Yeah, it was non-eventful, but I had a good time.
I mean, those are some of the best ones. Yeah, I had a pretty non-eventful one, too. Me and my girlfriend just had a nice dinner and then had, like, the 12 o'clock drop and just went home and watched some movies.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, mine looks similar.
Yeah.
Except my mom, she came into town. She's been here, she has stayed with us, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then last night. She's been with us the last four nights. Actually, I think it was more than that. She's from Georgia. Yeah, she's battling cancer, and she didn't know it would be the last time to get over this way. She's looking good, man.
Well, that's good.
We're just keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I'm sure it helps that she can be around y'all and get some positivity in her, because that makes all the difference, too, man.
It really does. You're absolutely right. And I think that had a lot to do with her decision to come back to Hattiesburg, you know?
Right.
She's wanting to move back.
Oh, really? Really, yeah.
I welcome it. Yeah.
Yeah, my aunt did the same thing. She moved in with her daughter because she's had it twice, and more recently it came back, but... when her second treatment was going on, she moved back in with her daughter, and I really do think that helped her a lot with the recovery of everything, because just having that support around you and that love really makes a difference.
It really does. Yeah. And you know, that may sound silly to some people, but that's the truth of it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, the mind's a crazy thing. When you put it in the right area with the right energy, it can do crazy things for you, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. On to business, man.
Yeah. All right. So I got all like your, all the notes together for you and everything, all the information I still have. I also actually still have your payment that's on file, the MasterCard you gave me ending in 9586.
Yeah.
Is that still a good one?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know,
okay, great.
You know, hey, tell me your name again.
My name is Evan.
Evan, I'm sorry, Evan. I was trying to remember your name. You know, the day after we talked, I said, shoot, man, I'm going to go ahead and I went ahead and put the money. It's been on there, and I was talking to my brother. He said, man, he said, you might want to wait. He said, the 3rd actually might be a good day, and I thought about it. I said, yeah, you know, you're right, because Mom was coming into town and this, that, and the other. So, yeah, the money's been just sitting there waiting. But it's all
okay, great. Okay, great.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to do a quick voice verification script. It's just like a recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for you, Gary. But if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, just please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Sounds great, Evan.
Great. All right. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Full Service Chimney Company.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Gary Conine, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could open up your contacts for me. I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one we contact you from here on out, as well as where you contact us from. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that number when you're ready.
Okay. Let's see. You know what, Evan? I believe I've got that. Is that 877-635-6225?
That is correct. That's the one.
Okay.
Perfect. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Now, what does that mean?
Just like if you have anyone that you like get to do marketing for you of any type, you just let us know about it so we can accommodate it in the best way possible.
Oh, absolutely. I'm thinking sure. though, I'll probably get enough business from this. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, January 3rd, 2025, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, processing that now. Well, Gary, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really do think this is going to be a relationship that will last for years to come. And honestly,
dude,
can't
I'm
wait to see you. Yes, sir.
Man, I am elated. You know, I'll be honest with you, man. I don't think I even told you all this, Evan. See, I used to be on Angie's list.
Oh,
and
no.
Believe it or not, dude, I mean, this was quite a few years back, but, man, I was so busy. And then I tried getting on Yelp. A buddy of mine who is very computer savvy got me hooked up with Yelp. And I am so unsavvy that I never actually did anything with it. And then, like, 2 months later, they call me and say, I owe $600. Well, yeah, I said, you know, I'd never received a call from anybody. So got all that straightened out. And anyway, I'm really looking forward to this, to being
likewise,
super
man.
Busy again.
For yeah, sure. And this is definitely going to be the answer for that. I mean, where we're putting you and the order we're putting you at, it's just no other option but just to find consistent success. It's going to be great, man. There's just two things we need to do, Gary.
Sure.
You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just going to be our terms and conditions I need you to sign. And once you do that, we can go ahead and schedule that client interview for the onboarding and everything.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, it hadn't come through yet. Should I go to my email or the text?
Yeah, see if it went through on email. Sometimes on text, it's a little bit sticky and doesn't come through correct or on time.
Okay, let's see. Oh, endurance confirmation?
No, it should be local / initial invoice, and then it'll say something along the lines of, please click here to accept subscription terms.
I got it. All right, let's see. Yeah, accept. Access your dashboard?
No, it should say, click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay.
Let me know if you're having trouble finding that initial invoice email. I can try resending it.
Okay. This just came in at 9:58. Okay, there we, all right, here's the one. Okay, these things are showing. All right, please reply to the email. Okay. It's the email is actually the one I should be accessing. Is that correct?
No, it'll say, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it'll have a link to accept the subscription terms.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm here. So, all right. click here and type your name?
Yeah, you'll just type out, yes, your first and last name there. It'll have you, like, click that you agree with a few things, and then you'll just click submit.
Okay, let's see.
And if you're doing it on a phone, I recommend turning it sideways, just because sometimes if you do it long ways, it won't let you submit.
Oh, okay. Okay, confirm signature. All right, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my... Yeah, I definitely did. All right, I certify that I am an authorized holder and sign. Okay, gotcha. Okay, please accept the terms by checking off the above check box, which I did. All right, welcome to Local Splash, it says. Is that cool?
All right, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for doing that. Let's go ahead and schedule that client interview. So we have this hour, they might not be able, but just to play it safe, could you do 11 o'clock?
11 is perfect. 11
okay.
Actually works better for me because I'm sitting here at the doctor's office waiting for her, so... Yeah, man, that works great. I'll have my phone on me, so whenever y'all call, I'll be ready.
Okay, let me go ahead and schedule that then. One moment.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Gary, I have us scheduled for that client interview at 11. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get you all acquainted. But otherwise, yeah. We are all good to go. Again, welcome to Local Splash. I really can't wait to see us help you thrive as a businessman.
That's awesome. Thank you for that, dude.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
look, sir. So I got one thing. Okay, so when I accepted on that that thing I just clicked on and hit my name. Well, this popped up. It says, welcome to Splash. Sign in with credentials below. Use
yeah.
Name,
yeah. They'll set that up with you after the interview. You don't need to worry about that right now.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, man, I'll talk to you in about an hour then.
Yes, sir. I'll speak to you here soon. Yeah. We'll get everything rolling.
Look forward to it, buddy. Thank you, Evan.
Awesome. No problem. No problem, Gary. I'll speak to you here soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.